Still to come, we'll be finding out how scientists can look at the gases that are leaking out of a volcano to find out when the next eruption's going to happen and whether it's likely to go with a bang or a bit more of a whimper.
But before that, Ben and Dave have been busy building their own kind of volcano, kitchen science style.
Hello and welcome to Kitchen Science. Now, this week's show is all about volcanoes, so I'm expecting there's going to be some big explosions in this one. I've come to Dave Ansell's garage, where all the really dangerous experiments take place. So what's going on, Dave? Are we going to melt down some rock to see how molten lava flows? Are we going to set off an eruption in your garage?
I'm afraid no melting rock today, Ben, because that would be a bit dodgy. But we are doing a really neat experiment to show how some volcanoes form.
Oh, well. Well, now that we've worked out that it's nothing dangerous, is this going to be something that people can do at home?
Yes, definitely. All you need is sort of about a bag of flour or an equivalent amount of sand or sawdust or something kind of granular like that, a small balloon, a pair of scissors, and possibly a box to keep everything controlled.
Oh, great. So this is an experiment using flour. So this really is a good one for doing in your kitchen.
Depends on your attitude to having flour spread or evenly over your kitchen, but you could certainly do it in your kitchen, yes.
So we're expecting a flour eruption?
Something along those lines, yes.
Okay, how do we get this set up?
Well, the first thing you want to do is blow up the balloon. You want a small balloon and blow it up sort of slightly larger than a fist.
Okay. Okay, so yes, it's just a bit bigger than a cricket ball, so there's not too much air.
That's all right, so I'll just tie that off.
Okay, so we have our balloon. What's the next thing to do?
Okay, so you want to put the balloon in the bottom of your box and then cover it in flour.
Do we need a thin, even layer of flour?
No, you want to form a nice cone like a mountain or a volcano.
So we need to make our own volcano, really, from the flour. But why is it that volcanoes are that cone shape anyway?
Well, many volcanoes have got lots of magma and ash being thrown up from deep underneath the earth through a tube. And that keeps coming out in one place and builds up and builds up. So the most stuff gets deposited near the tube and gets less further away, forming a sort of cone shape.
So you wind up with lots and lots of layers and it winds up higher right by the entrance to the tube and lower the further away you get.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so let's get our balloon buried now. We're going to bury it in a cone shape of flour. Does it matter which way up the balloon is?
Ideally, you want the place where you blew it up from at the top.
So you want the knot towards the top of your pile of flour?
Yeah.
And do we need to completely cover it?
Yes. Completely hide that balloon.
Okay, so we have our flour volcano now. It's the right shape. The balloon is completely buried. And so far, we don't seem to have got too much flour all over the place. So what's the next thing we need to do?
We want to get your scissors and then very gently find that knot on your balloon and cut it off. You probably want to do this at arm's length, especially if you're using something like sand or sawdust or anything quite hard. Do it at arm's length, chop the top off, and see what happens.
This sounds like it's going to be very, very messy. A balloon exploding under a pile of flour. Surely all we're doing is making a mess.
Well, you can find out at home by trying it.
Well, we are going to save our flour volcano eruption until the second part of this week's Kitchen Science, which gives you plenty of time to give it a go yourselves and let us know what happens, or just let us know what you think will happen. We'll be back very soon.
Sometimes I think they're just looking for an excuse to make a mess, you know. If you want to try it at home, so you just have to get a small balloon, which you blow up to just more than fist size, then bury that in some flour with the knot uppermost, and then you slide some scissors in through the flour and snip the knot off the bottom. Have a go. Let us know what happens and what the result looks like. And I tell you, there is a serious observation to be made here, so we want to know what that observation is. If you're all out of flour, though, don't worry, because we'll be going back to Ben and Dave later in the show to find out what happens to them.
And if you have any questions, meanwhile, about volcanoes or geology in general, or you just want to say hi, because we love hearing from you, do get in touch. Email chris@thenakedscientist.com.
And one other exciting thing we do here on The Naked Scientist is that we beam this programme live into Second Life, and that's at 6 o'clock UK time, which confusingly enough is 10 o'clock in the morning in Second Life time. That's because Second Life actually is based in California, so that's why it's 10 o'clock in the morning. If you'd like to come and meet some of the other people who are in Second Life, hello to all of you. We're watching you, by the way, in Second Life. You go to Second Life, you visit the Scilands, S-C-I-L-A-N-D-S, and just look for the Naked Scientist Mansion. You can drop by and you can relax on one of our sun loungers and listen to the programme and talk to all of our other listeners who are there.
The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.